Também é de...
This is a wonderful experience to be here with you and to feel your welcome. Jenny and I, we are very thankful for that. Thank you. So this is going to be my first time preaching in English because in Mexico we don't speak English. The church is. So I hope I can do it well in English. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful opportunity that you give us to be gathered here together. The most important thing in our lives, it's to get to know you. So I ask you in this moment that you can come here and be with us.
That you can
speak to our hearts, to our minds. And that everything that might impede your, that we can listen to your voice. You put it down, or you destroy it. So we can listen to your voice. Thank you, Lord, for your presence here. I was just thinking on the song that we just sang. I just wanted to continue a little bit more. But, he's great, right? He has been great our whole lives, but just recently he has been so, so great. When I preach, I normally preach to myself. So I hope this meditation talks to you too. Because certainly it's going to talk to me. I want you to listen to an audio and then you try to understand what is the message, okay? So are you ready? Can you listen? Are you understanding? No. Maybe the volume. Someone could understand a little bit of the message in this audio. No? It was difficult. Why? I like you, if you can, like, we can talk together. Interact a little bit. What? It was a big crowd, exactly. Everyone was talking to themselves, exactly. Okay. Well, sometimes it's very difficult to listen to God's voice. Because we have a lot of noise around us. But one of the most important things in our lives as Christians, after knowing Him, is to listen to Him. And sometimes we just need to turn off the noise and listen to Him. I would like you, if you can come with me to Genesis chapter 3. I have started to read the Bible just from Genesis, and I will continue until Apocalypse. But found something very interesting that I didn't notice the other times I have read Genesis before. There is one thing that is a characteristic from God. Go to chapter 1. And do you have it in Swedish or in English?
100% engelska.
Swedish. The ones who have it in Swedish, please check how many times you find in the first or two chapters, how many times you find the verb sad, I think is in Swedish. Sad. And in English is sad.
God said.
Yeah, but in Swedish is? Sad. Yeah, that's what I thought. How many times do you find it? The ones who have it in Spanish, maybe just my wife.
Dijo. Dijo.
Can you count to it? Just very quickly. I mean, not a very exhaustive study. How many did you find?
Hur många hittar ni?
No one?
Nueve.
Nio.
Okay, nio. Okay, nine. And someone else? Sí. 12. If you continue reading in Genesis, a very interesting characteristic of God is that He likes to talk. He's always talking. In the very beginning in Genesis, He started talking and talking and talking and talking. Then it seems.
Från början, alltså precis i början av första Mosebok, så står det att han talar.
It seems like he takes more time, or the time when he is talking, it's a little bit more spread.
Det ser ut som att när han talar så sprids det ut mer och mer.
But even though he continues talking.
Men ändå så fortsätter han att tala.
And the main message in these first passages is that he likes to talk, to have a conversation. So the question here is, when was the last time we listened to him? Because he's a person who's always talking. And he's not talking to himself. He's talking to somebody else. So we need to take a special care about that. Let's go to Genesis number 3. And because here, and we are going to go to Luke also.
Lucas
is there. And we're going to have a parallel. Examination of these two. Now, in verse 1 says, "Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made." Oh, yeah, you need to switch to Swedish. Well, you can follow me in Swedish, right?
Men orden var listigare än alla.
He said to the woman,
han sa till kvinnan,
and let's pay attention here. Did God really say, you must not eat from any tree in the garden? So here's the serpent. We have the scenario. God is talking, creating things through his voice, and he then gives a command.
Gud talar stora ting in med sitt röst, och sen ger han en ett förbud.
Adam listens to it, and then maybe he talks or he says this to the woman. We don't know exactly how it happened, but then the serpent comes and is putting or is setting God's voice into doubt. I don't know, ¿cómo se dice en tela de juicio? It is questioning God's voice. Did God really say, you must not eat from any tree in the garden? So this is very important. Then let's move to Luke. Luke chapter 4. Do you know what is happening a little bit before this passage? Do you know this passage? Yeah. Where is it? Can you tell me? Well, you can read like the titles in your Bible, and you will know the story. Exactly, it's the temptation of Jesus. Where is he?
In the desert.
He's in the desert. But what happens a little bit before? Do you know? Let's go to chapter 3. So Jesus is in the desert. So you know what happens in the desert. The serpent comes. Remember Genesis, okay? It's Eva. And the serpent comes and questions God's voice. Then in Luke, we have Jesus and the serpent comes. So it's a parallel between Luke wants us to remind or to put in our minds this is a scenario that happened in the very beginning. He's going to show us something very important about who Jesus is. So in chapter 3, we have verse 21st. When all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too, and as he was praying, heaven was opened. And the Holy Spirit, as verse 21st.
The word had taught to them, the dog for that
And the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily from like a dove. So, and it says, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, you are my son whom I love.
Och den helige ande sänkte sig ner över honom i en duvas skepnad, och från himlen kom en röst, du min son, den älskade,
With you, I am well pleased. So God calls Jesus his son. And then in chapter 4, we have the serpent. And he questions one more time. If you are the son of God, so he's questioning one more time. Jesus, in the very beginning, he was questioning God's voice. He's questioning here God's voice. And the serpent is always going to question God's voice. He's going to try to make a lot of noise in our lives to impede us that we can listen to him and something very important. I was looking for the word obedience. And do you know what is to obey?
Lydnad.
Do you know what is to obey? What is the meaning to obey? Can you tell me? Yes. Here is where you talk. To do what you're told to. Very
well.
Somebody else? Yeah, come on, don't be afraid.
Submit.
Stay longer.
Under.
Okay.
Constantly under.
I was looking for the word in a Bible dictionary. And when you want to look for that word, obedience or obey, the first thing that comes is to listen. Because obedience and to listen are very related. They are the same word. And then I was very curious, like, in Spanish, I was like, does that work also in Spanish? And it does. Obedience in Spanish comes from the Latin, which means audire, and also English, that you need to listen well. But I was a little bit more curious about it. And I looked in Swedish. And in Swedish, it also comes from the same root. To lida, lipa.
Att lida.
I don't know how to hear it. It's just the word.
Att löpa.
Means to listen. So we cannot obey God's voice if we don't listen well. So in order to be obedient to his voice, we need to shut down the noise that is surrounding us so we can listen
very well.
I'm going to finish with this. Jenny and I, we were very, and Ethan also, we were very comforted at home.
We were very
comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were very comfortable. We had our house. We had good jobs. She had her job. I had my job. We were living well. Our car, even with his school, he attended to a nice school. But suddenly, we listened to God's voice to come to Sweden. So the first thing for us. Well, that came to us. Was a question. And even from Christians. Sweden? I don't think God has called you to go to Sweden. In Mexico, You can be a missionary to Africa. You can be a missionary to India. We have this window that the 1440, or I don't remember how is it called. 1040. In the world. Yeah. I don't know if you have heard about it, but yeah. So you can be a missionary there with the unreached. But Sweden? Sweden doesn't need missionaries. So the first thing that came to us was a question.
So the first one that came to us was
the serpent came to us and started questioning. Did you listen well? Did God really said that you needed to go to Sweden? Then it was not only that, but also the money. You know, our country is very rich, but our people, we are not. We have the richest, actually one of the richest person in the world, but it's only one. So, we have few very, very rich.
We have four very rich.
So we were not rich in Mexico. Although we have a good life, we were not rich. And our money, it becomes a half here. So. So when we were thinking about the money, we were questioning, do you really want us to go to Sweden? Because this is, we have saved money, and in Spanish we have said te amarras la tripa. It means like you tight your stomach.
Okay.
I don't know if in English exists or Swedish. Okay, you tie your belt, exactly. Well, we call the stomachs here, the intestines. You tie your intestines. Spanish, yeah. Not only the belt, but your intestines. So, we were doing that, like, eating very cheap. Saving money, not going on holidays very often. Because we were saving money to come to Mexico. So the money that we saw, it was like, it's not going to be enough either. So do you really want us to go to Sweden? Because we could go to other place where this money could be enough for 5 years. People need to go there too. Then our family was an issue also. Our jobs, leaving our jobs, leaving our family. Jenny's mother got very sick. Almost she had a heart attack just a week before and for us it was very difficult. Do you really want us? That's what you really said? Was it? But we needed to remember what we listened
at
the very beginning. So my question is, what has God told you recently? Because He loves to talk. And it's good that we listen to preachers or on radio or on YouTube or on internet. There are many places where we can listen to God's voice. But there is something special about His voice. He likes to be personal. He likes to talk to us directly. He uses many persons, but in a moment He just wants a relationship, Isaac and I, Jenny and I.
So sometimes we ask each other, is God saying to you the same that he's saying to me? Because I know he talks to her. And I know he talks to me. So he wants to talk to you. And to challenge us. And he's in the desert. It's in the mid of this noise. Or in the middle. Where we need to be very aware. I want to share some with you. If it's on the computer. Because there is a verse that it says, man, I don't know exactly the words in English, but my sheep know my voice. Do we know his voice? Let's meditate on this song. I think you know it. Okay, I'll put it with my cell phone, and I hope you can. It is Oceans from Hillsong.
Yeah, songs with the oceans from Hillsong.
This song helped us a lot when we were doubting. Because, you know, his voice is going to be questioned. And we need to be very aware of what he has said. Because difficulties might come. But he will support his voice.